The Scotty K Show on US 99.
I think I have somebody that can help us get one step closer to my goal of being able to throw a concert at Michael Jordan's old house. I think she can help. Hi, Courtney.
Hi, Scotty. I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. I had to call you on this, too. So, obviously, I had to call my friend Courtney Hall from NBC Chicago today. Now, it's so crazy because Wednesday, I found Michael Jordan's house on Airbnb. And then I stumbled upon your video that you were actually in the house because you also have a show called, is it Open House? Is that what it's called?
It's called Open House Chicago.
And so you go to all these crazy, huge mansions and you show them to all of us who can't afford these things, right?
Absolutely. All because I'm nosy.
I just wanted to talk to you first before I tell you what else we talked about. I want to find out more about Michael Jordan's house since you've been in it. Is it as amazing as you would imagine?
It is. It is huge. And it's like a 90s time capsule.
Especially if you grew up here in Chicago like I did in the 90s. Like, Michael Jordan was everything. And you saw glimpses of that house and the Ferrari out front. And I mean, what did you see the basketball court?
Oh, I did. I was shooting hoops on that basketball court.
What? You're like Michael Jordan, basically.
Pretty much. Just like 2 degrees away.
What was your favorite room of the house?
Ooh, they also have this movie theater. They have like the leather seating in there for the theater. You could still see the butt indentation where you know Michael Jordan
sat. Stop!
Yes!
You're like, that's Michael Jordan's booty mark.
That's the spot. So I sat right in that spot.
Now, I'm trying to get a little bit closer to Michael Jordan in the house. And so I feel like I'm playing a little game of 6 degrees of separation or 6 degrees of Michael Jordan's house or whatever you want to call it. Because okay. I said on Wednesday when I found this, I was like, how cool would it be to throw a concert at Michael Jordan's house?
Right? Very cool.
And so I was like, what if we got a country artist and we sat down and it did an acoustic show with a small amount of people in freaking Michael Jordan's house? Do you think that house, I feel like the answer is yes, but would it be perfect for that?
Yes, yes, all day, yes. And can I get a comp ticket to that?
That's what I'm saying. So I think, asked my boss, she was like, no, there's no way. Because on the Airbnb listing, there's a lot of rules. And I was like, I think we can get around these, right? You talk to the right people, you can get around the rules. And so
there's so many rules you can get around.
Will you work with me to see if we can get this done? Because I feel like now that you have been in the house, we're 1 degree closer to making this happen. Are you in?
Oh, I'm so in. I might be able to get us a little closer. Oh,
okay. This is what I like to hear, Courtney. I had something in my soul since you've already been in the house told me that you were the woman to do this.
I am down.
All right. I love this. In the meantime, I'm going to continue to watch you go into all these rich people's houses and show us all on Open House Chicago. And of course, we can still watch you every day on NBC Chicago Today, right?
Thank you. Yes. Open House Chicago. We have our season one finale coming up on the 27th.
Oh, that's awesome.
Of July. And it's all leading up to this like incredible St. Charles mansion we're going to show on July 27th.
Oh, I can't wait to see all that. Yeah. Courtney, thank you so much. This is going to be a fun journey.
Thank you.